Questions for Coach Ryan?
Coach, how impressed today were you with the play of Ben Bruss, just overall, especially on the on getting all those offensive boards?
Well, that's the way he plays. He plays hard. Sometimes it works against him on trying to be too aggressive with the ball, but otherwise he tracks everything down. He's got a nose for the ball, and he'll get better at the finishing on the shots around the paint too. But he's just a gamer. He goes all out. He doesn't know the difference of possession, whether the score is one way or the other, or time of the game, or he just plays hard.
Down in Florida, you thought Sam, you like what Sam provided you off the bench. It appears, does he get a little more comfortable with each game that he plays, or his overall game for you?
Well, I think the question you ought to be asking is, am I getting comfortable with him? I would think. You'd have to ask him if he feels comfortable. I don't know. He's got things to learn, but he's the only one that can tell you he's comfortable.
Then are you comfortable with him?
Well, that's early yet. I don't have a sample size for anything that way. It's early.
Coach, toward the end of the first half, they switched to a little run jump. It seemed that you guys turned over the ball, also an uncharacteristic number, 16 turnovers from your guys. What were some of the adjustments you made to break the run jump, and what are you looking for from your young guards and the season progressing as
well? Well, it wasn't just the guards that were trying. We were just making quick decisions and not using ball fakes, and you don't dribble exchange on double teams, which we talked about in practice. It was just one of those things under the lights. We got some guys that don't have a lot of experience, and it isn't whether or not maybe somebody else had the turnover, but it was an inexperienced player putting a person in position to make that turnover. And then Trey got it together in the second half, and he made, you know, he's been around a year, so you notice how we handled that. The other turnovers came as a result of just trying to do too many things too fast. I like the way Trey turned it around.
Well, are you pleased with, Brusewitz getting back in the starting lineup? Have you seen this coming for a while? After everything he's been through, and how did he play today?
Well, he didn't lose his spot because he wasn't taking care of business. He wasn't in the lineup because physically he couldn't be in the lineup. So guys like that have the right to get it back very soon, and he's put himself in position to do that. So, and he knows he'll be sitting and watching at times. He knows he'll be playing at times, and whether or not guys like that start, that's never affected them. He's a team player. But I like him out there on the court, though. I like what he brings, needless to say.
Coach, Jared had a big game on the offensive end, but defensively, 4 blocks. How much did he add, kind of stopping Cornell from maybe getting easy penetration in the lane and getting those easy baskets?
Well, Cornell can break a lot of people down. They have some guys who, when you look at them on film, can penetrate. They have good counter moves, and I thought Jared did a real good job of not allowing too many. The one that he did allow, I probably spent 5 minutes talking to him about it. Probably should have been 30 seconds. And I might have exaggerated. I think it was the whole timeout. So how long are timeouts now? He let a guy seal him, and it was a dribble drive to the basket, and he did not get around the guy. So we discussed that. It was a one-way discussion.
Well, have you liked the way your team's responded since the loss down in Florida? Practice today?
You'd have to tell me that we lost at Florida. We didn't practice with the idea that, hey, we lost this last game, we got to now come out here and play. It was never even discussed other than the clips of showing movement, teaching points. So this was the next 40 minutes. 35 of it, 34 of it was pretty good. 5 or 6 minutes in there that we think we could change.
It seemed like it
it seemed like at times you were a little disappointed with the shot selection, maybe a couple missed box outs from Ryan in the first half, but he really kind of picked it up in the second half. Can you just talk about maybe some of the adjustments that he made, or mentally, or other?
No, anybody. Ryan is treated the same way as every other player. Sometimes maybe when you're on the bench and looking, you see some things a little bit better. You see guys crashing. You see swim moves or bull rushes or whatever that a guy might be using. Or he might be a little tired. So guy comes out of the game, he gets some rest, he gets back in. But that's we do that with everybody.
One more for Coach.
Was Frank struggling with confidence right now, or what?
You'd have to ask him.
Do you see a different guy than maybe you saw in that Red White scrimmage and in that exhibition game, or no?
Too early. Again, sample size. See, I think I had that class in 70. Stats at Villanova in 74. Good memory, huh? I did get an A in it, by the way.
Any more questions for Coach?
Coach, different environment, different team, but defensively, you guys played better on defense compared to Wednesday night.
Yeah, I thought if you're going to take a snapshot, I thought we did some good things defensively because Cornell can penetrate. Cornell can they can do some things with the ball. We saw them against some pretty quick teams. They have a couple guys that make counter moves as good as anybody we'll see that will play. What we did do a good job of was chesting up and not leaving our feet and not getting ourselves out of position. And that accounts for the shooting percentage of the other team, of Cornell. I thought we stuck to our rules defensively a little bit better. Again, different team, different strengths, different weaknesses.
Thanks, Coach.